says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
What's up? What's up, everybody? How we doing? We're going live here on Friday night. Recording the podcast. I changed the name of the podcast. I didn't even
tell you.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and a kid.
That's a lot of music. I don't even know if it goes through on the line.
Back again with me is Chris Bazelvich, half of the Bazelvich brothers.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm gonna fade that music out like a true professional this time. Oh man, that was better. How's it going, dude?
Good.
So, finally live again on TikTok. This time, I have removed the gun.
Plural.
That were just basically artwork. It really, that angered me, man. That still angers me. It angers me that I actually removed them.
Right.
Like, I complied. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm...
But what are you going
to
do?
Like, part of me wants to be like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I would.
But the appeal process was, like, literally...
We wouldn't be doing this right now.
No, I wouldn't be doing this right now. No. But I appealed, and then they're like, no. And I'm like, all right, now what can I do? Nothing. Your appeals are exhausted. I got the death penalty. They're like, no, right. Serve your time, idiot.
That's not right.
But literally, it was a gun stock. This is a different camera angle. We didn't even have this camera angle. It was a stock of a gun that was right there. Should I even say that? Because we might get booted again.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, so we're back finally after serving my sentence. And we're back on TikTok live, and now we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're on all of them. So we're legit.
Nice.
It's a legit podcast. It's not some bullshit hillbillies in a garage bar just doing a show, which it is, but...
Yeah, but it's a nice feeling that we're on all of those.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels good to actually get stuff done, you know? Yeah. So we are one episode in. This is episode 2. Chris was here the first episode, and you guys did good. You and your brother.
Thank you.
It was really fun. There was so much information, like gardening and stuff.
Yeah, and it seemed like it was only like 10 minutes, and
yeah, it was actually.
And it wasn't long enough. We had so much more that we could have talked about.
Yeah, we went like 2 hours, and God, we didn't even get into like. Because there's a lot of, like, food news that I know you follow and stuff like that, and I wanted to talk about. And there was just so much.
Little tricks.
Yeah.
The stuff that we use during, before, during, and after. There's so much.
And I think it's important. Like, now's the time of year where you need to start, like you were talking about in the last episode, like planning your garden, planning what you're going to do, planning what you're going to eat over the winter.
Right.
Like, it's hard to believe that right now you need to start thinking about what you're going to eat next winter.
Yeah. Because last fall I was planning on what do I need as supplies for today, you know, this time of year.
And like, that's what they did back in the day. Like, that's the train of thought. And if you know, hey, I know doing this show, like talking about this subject, about food, about growing your own food, about getting off the food system, about, like, I know doing that, like, this is going to dip into conspiracy.
Oh, sure.
It's gonna.
Yeah. That's the new norm, I think.
I don't know if there's a subject you can talk about that's not going to, like, you're not going to dip into conspiracy.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's no subject. Like, you talk politics, you're going into conspiracy.
Yeah.
You talk... self-sufficiency, you're going into conspiracy.
Yes.
You talk
music.
Aliens are more, are less conspiracy now than growing vegetables.
Right? How strange is that?
That's weird. But so I can see the live behind you. Looks like we got a few people joining in. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
But yeah, so... You're going to dip into conspiracy. What was I thinking? I always do this. Like, I'll start talking, and then I'll start talking about something else, and then I'll forget what I was talking about. Conspiracy. Something about conspiracy.
Yeah, UFOs and all that.
No.
Some. But, yeah, we're going to get into it. Or is going to be related to
I was building up to something else, though, and then I got sidetracked. The ADD kicked in. I looked over at the screen. But, yeah, you're going to get into conspiracy doing this stuff. It's inevitable. Yeah. And, that's what I wanted. So, yeah, you have to plan out, and if you believe that, like, say tomorrow the world ends, like, whatever, you're the known world, what is the...
Yeah, it goes to, like, a Mad Max type of thing.
Yeah, some apocalyptic type zombie world.
Something like that.
You're going to have to go back to the way people live.
Pioneer. They call it pioneer, in pioneering way of life or something like that.
I don't even think you need to go back that far. I mean, you need to go back before the grocery store.
And all right, so World War One, I would imagine. World War Two, maybe.
I think that was still like a local store, probably.
General store,
like,
yeah.
Like what?
How? I think A&P was like 40s. Don't quote me, but like in the 40s.
I'm going to quote you.
Okay.
He said.
1946 was A&P. No.
But it's not that long.
No.
It's what, 70 60, years?
70? Yeah.
70 years, as 80. Let's go 80.
80, yeah. As what we know, a grocery store. Abundance.
What is that? 80 years of two generations? Not even two generations. What is that?
That's, yeah, about two.
Generation and a half.
Yeah.
So that's how long we've been just going to the grocery store?
Yeah.
The mega marts?
I think, yeah, it was right after World War II because then the whole abundance. We can have everything, you know, mass produced.
But look how fast we forgot it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at the... toilet paper shortage, you know, everybody lost their mind with that, you know. Yeah,
nobody could wipe their ass.
Yeah,
everybody walking around with dirty assholes,
right? And then you take away the food, you don't have dirty asses.
Meanwhile, I'm walking around with one sock but a clean butt.
There you go.
Figure it out.
So that's what our forefathers did, and they figured it out.
Yeah, no, I often think about that, like, they weren't like... Like, you'll watch, like, a historical drama, right, and, like, the women have shaved legs, and and I'm like, nah, did they have...
Maybe once a month, or when they went to, you know, like, a gathering. Maybe,
yeah, no, but everybody's all cleaned up.
Yeah.
And you're like, huh, I don't know. Yeah. There wasn't a whole lot of leg shaving going on back in 1846 or whatever you're watching.
Yeah.
You know? But... Yeah, that's the thing. You're going to go back before there was a grocery store, which how the hell did we forget so fast? Like, that's our grandparents, probably great-grandparents.
Great. I would say our great-grandparents-ish.
And then, like, part of me wants to blame them for not teaching, you know, like, why didn't you show my mom this trick, or why didn't you? Some of them did, don't get me wrong. Yeah,
some of them forgot or didn't want to learn.
No one would know if everyone just forgot about it. But then you think about it and you're like, oh shit, it was like, hey, this is the convenient way. They had trust in their government, they had trust in the system.
Yes,
that, like, the food system, they felt, hey, they have my best interest in mind.
Exactly.
And now we're starting to say, no, you have your pocket in mind. You don't give a shit if
profit.
You're about profit, right? Yeah, like what is that? Fluoride. Like, fluoride in the water.
Yes.
It's like,
it's proven that it's no good for humans.
But it's like, why is it even there? And it's like, oh, it was a byproduct of something else,
from, and they needed
to
factory.
Get, you need to get rid of it.
Yeah, so they,
and then, you know, you get like somebody saying, "Oh, it's harmless."
And there's many examples like that. And I get off the top.
Yeah,
of
that,
I
that's the one that comes to mind. Yeah, but yeah, there's many examples of just that byproduct is in your food because they didn't know how to get rid of it.
D, I think, was another thing. Maybe not, but yeah, like pesticides. There's some byproducts. Oh, grapeseed oil. That was used for just for engines, and they're like, "Well, we need to make money off of this."
Yeah, or that, or they're like, you know, what else can we do with it?
Do with it, exactly.
You know,
like, it's not just food; it's a lot of you know, cosmetics and all.
Yeah, so I mean, I can't. We can't like blame our grandparents. We can't blame our parents because they were in a time where they trusted their government. They trusted the FDA and they trusted the scientists. And they, and then like, we're starting to be like, hey, wait a minute. I like this comes out and now my trust is broken. Right. And this comes out and I'm getting a little weirder and this comes out. And then so much starts coming out.
Yeah.
Like about the food industry and being lied to.
Exactly.
You lied to my parents. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you lied that red dye number 5 wouldn't cause leukemia. But it did, or whatever. I don't know if that one causes leukemia.
I think it was some type of cancer or whatever, you know.
But, and then you, you know, and that's where you start to that breakdown. And then you look back and you're like, you want to blame your parents. You want to blame the system. Like my parents, they're like, Pizza Hut, how freaking convenient is this?
Yes, we don't have to
cook. Look at this, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, it's a plate of poison, but they don't know.
No, exactly. You know, they put in the bread.
Yeah, like, oh, the microwave oven, the new Fandango goddamn thing that we can, like, cook dinner faster with. Look, kids, mom's going to work.
Yes. That's another part, because the economy changed. Everything changed, so they were kind of led in that direction, maybe by design.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, women working... Women in the house all day, like slaving over the stove, taking is a full time job, stressful,
really.
Mentally
draining,
and then you get this opportunity. Wow, like I can go to work, like
and only work 8 hours opposed to 24 hours.
But she doesn't know how soul crushing going to work is, and actually staying home and taking care of the kids is actually more rewarding than going to do somebody's fucking taxes. But they got suckered into it.
Yeah.
And then it perpetuated. It's exactly. Like, hey, you got to go to college. You got to go work and do people's taxes because this is what the government needs you to do. And you just go buy your food at the grocery store in 5 minutes rather than planning it out in the spring that you're going to eat over the winter.
Exactly.
And it seems so much convenient, but it's actually...
In the long run?
Weakening all of us.
Yes, especially our immune systems and God knows what else. I mean, tons of stuff.
Yeah, so what is this? Oh, we got some people think that's the only place. Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry. The government made a rule every family needed chickens. Now they will try to take them away.
They've been trying to take it away.
Yeah, they want to take your chickens away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing. You go to Tractor Supply, you buy your chickens, and you need to sign your name and how many chickens and where do you live.
You're
and
in a registry.
I look at the guy, I'm like, I'm not giving you a real address, dude. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what's your address? I'll give him your address. He's like, no, man. Yeah, because you know the second they want to come slaughter it. Oh, there's a bird flu at. Epidemic, you know, we got to come and cull everybody's chickens. They did
that, I think, in 2007. Nobody have backyard chickens, you know, because there's a flu virus. And nothing happened to mine. Mine was fine. I can't speak about anybody else's, but some of my friends, they had no problems.
No. Yeah. No, I mean, I've had, no, knock on wood, I've had no problems. I let my chickens just go. Like, you just go.
Yeah, you just got to worry about the natural predators, but that's with any animal.
I'm like, you go, you come back, great. You don't, well, whatever. As long as there's not a government man out there snatching you up and it's a fox, feel a little better.
Right.
I'm still going to shoot.
No matter what.
You're going to get some lead that way. But bird flu, that's the thing. When you go to Tractor Supply and you buy chicks and they make you sign your name and where you live and how many chickens you have, and do you have any other poultry?
Yeah, and do you grow your own food?
Yeah,
you have a backyard garden.
Yeah, it keeps going up and up bigger.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute, what size pants do I wear? Why do you need to know that? Yeah, I'm just buying chickens.
Yeah,
but you give them fake information, you know. But they're eventually they're going to start IDing you. Like, oh, we need to.
Yeah.
If they don't already, I don't know. I haven't bought chickens from Tractor Supply in a while.
I haven't done that in a long time either.
I started hatching my own.
Right. Which is the best bet.
Well, I started hatching my own, but they're little. da-da-da.
Oh, okay. Oh, birds sometimes, usually are.
Sometimes I get a cross bill one. I'm like, eh, okay, you're not going to make it, buddy.
Nope.
You can't even keep. Yeah, that's a little, like, they'll weed those weaker ones out at, like, Tractor Supply. Yeah. And different, or
the facility that they, you know, grow. Yeah. Yeah. But, same with cows.
So you got to have, you know, you got to understand, you get a, like a splatal leg on a chick when you hatch them.
Yeah, but that's normal. That's over, you know, that's farm life.
Yeah, but you won't get that from, like, don't need those. Just, those will go into fertilizer real quick.
Exactly. And just like back to the supermarket, you'll never get odd-shaped fruit or vegetable like a pepper, you know. But we will as home gardeners.
Yeah. No, that's a great point.
Yeah.
And taste just the same.
Better.
And those chickens with cross bills, they taste just the same. They just don't put on weight like the other ones.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, so we can't blame our parents. We can't blame our grandparents. It's convenient to do that, to be like, oh, you effed up. But you have to remember that the system that they were in was, and the system we're trying to get back to is a hard way of life.
Oh, it took 60 years.
Yeah, roughly. But like, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of planning. It's a lot of like homeschooling your kids and the things that people are in this life are trying to get back to.
I know a bunch of people like that. Yeah, it's blood, sweat, and tears.
It's a lot of work, but it's more we are starting to realize it's more rewarding to grow your own food and be more involved in your children's education than letting the government do it. Our grandparents, our parents, they didn't know. They were like, it's something new. And I can't even say our parents. Our parents were probably.
No, grandparents, great-grandparents.
Yeah, I think it's probably.
Like great-grandparents. Depending on everybody's age, we're roughly the same. But younger listeners, your great-great-great-grandparents.
Yeah. Probably in there, you know. Yeah. But, I mean, it would say
roughly, you know, like the Great Depression era. World War II.
Probably where it came about. Like the supermarket. It's got to be World War II.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's World War II.
I should probably research before I speak.
Yeah. Me too.
I have. But what am I going to research? Google, tell me the grocery stores opened yesterday.
Yeah.
No, it's a newfangled thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, we've always gotten our food since Rome. Rome had grocery stores.
Yep.
Bullshit.
Fact checked. And then they'll have a little comment. Yeah. So even the fact checks, you know, you can't trust them.
So, So, I mean, that's what we're trying to get back to. And like, we can't blame those people because, you know, I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
So they saw like an easier way out, but an easier way of life.
Yes. Yeah. It's just like when the light bulb came out. Oh, wait, we don't have to be burning kerosene anymore. This is convenient. I mean, nothing against
that seems like a smarter way.
I don't know if that was a great example.
I think old Tommy Edison had that one right.
Right. So, yeah, once in a while they get it right. But it was step up.
You know, sitting inside and burning whale oil to read your books.
Right. But no, it's like a step up from, getting it from X, Y, and Z and then the grocery store. You know, it's right there. It's convenient.
It's a convenience.
Yeah.
And dude, everybody's a victim of convenience.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at the fast food industry. It's convenient.
Big time.
Say you're traveling, you're in. Think of a town. I don't know.
Chicago?
No, I wanted to go smaller.
Smaller, like, okay.
I want to go.
Reddington.
Reddington, PA?
Oh, yeah, why not?
I guess, sure. You're in Reddington, PA. You don't know the local deli. You don't know the local pizza place. You don't know if the food's any good. I guess now you can go on Yelp or some bullshit like that. But can you trust those people? You can buy Yelp reviews. But you're going to go on there and be like, oh, McDonald's. You know, I know what I'm getting. And then I don't like it, but I know what I'm getting. Like, I know
it tastes the same at every McDonald's I go to.
You're not going to go to the pizza place where you're like, dude, don't go there. That guy itches his balls every 40 seconds. You don't eat at that pizza place.
Right.
Like, you're not like, but those franchises, you're like, oh, you know what you're going to get. And that's why you start going. So we're all victims of convenience. It's just a son of a bitch, that convenience.
Just like a vending machine. Convenient.
Yeah.
It's there.
Like, you could pack your lunch. You could pack hey, I'm going away for 7 days. I'm going to pack all my food.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Most people don't.
Who the fuck's got time? You barely have time to pack your clothes. You're going to pack your food?
Food, exactly.
So, yeah, you're going to go to those places. You're going to see the Pizza Huts. Is Pizza Hut still around?
I haven't eaten at one of those in probably like 2 decades.
We're in New Jersey. And you don't eat at Pizza Hut in New Jersey. There's no Pizza Huts.
There was one in Newton, but that's probably gone.
Yeah, that's gone. Oh, okay. That's been gone.
Been gone.
Like, been gone. They opened it, and they were like, this is a bad idea. This is New Jersey. They don't eat this kind of pizza.
The last fast food place I ate at was probably McDonald's.
Yeah, me, definitely. McDonald's. I don't even go. I don't think I go to it. Maybe Taco Bell. Throw a little Taco Bell every now and then.
Well, yeah, me too. Yeah, but, I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
But.
But, yeah, probably McDonald's. It's probably the only one sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, your kids get screaming, oh, fucking Happy Meal.
Yeah. Well, okay. Back to the story you were telling about our parents. Oh, yeah, it's convenient, you know?
Convenience.
Yeah, microwave and then, you know, fast food, yeah.
So we can't blame them. Like, we have to start making the changes, and we have to understand that these changes aren't going to be overnight.
No,
exactly. It's not like you're just going to wake up tomorrow and you make your own bread. And you grow your own vegetables, and you got a pantry full of canned tomatoes, and you have 4 pigs, and 2 of them are ready for slaughter, and you got next year's lined up, and you got a beef cow, and you got a milk cow, and a dairy goat.
Yep, and that's a 7-day-a-week job.
But it's not going to be overnight, and you have to understand, like, this is going to be a process, and you can get there. You can't beat yourself. You can't go online and be like, oh my God, I'm nothing compared to these people.
No,
like,
no, you never can do that.
No. Like the best thing you can do, I go online, I look and I'm like, wow, I'm going to learn from this guy.
So you're still learning.
Yeah.
You're still in school. School of life. Me too.
So, yeah. So we'll all get there.
Yeah.
But,
some faster than others, but we'll all get there.
I'm going to transition a little bit. I want to talk about some stories. Ooh. Not stories. What are these?
News stories.
Things in the news.
That's
not
right.
Even a transition, because, like I said, we're going to go into conspiracy and shit a little
Guaranteed.
Bit. It's going to happen.
Yep.
But this will probably take us there.
Like, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. And like, anything news related, you're going to go into conspiracy. But, there's a huge case happening It's huge to me. It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge to a lot of people.
I'm hearing it from people I wouldn't have thought would talk to me about raw milk.
Right. But is it on the nightly news or mainstream news?
No, of course. I don't know. It could be. I don't watch it.
I think I heard a little bit about it last fall. They spoke about it.
So we have an Amish guy, Amos Miller. He was selling raw milk. Pretty common thing. The Amish do it. Sell raw milk.
Yeah, unpasteurized.
Unpasteurized, unhomogenized. Yeah. Is it homogenized? Wait, pasteurized is when they boil it to kill pathogens.
Yeah, all the good stuff in it, along with bad stuff.
And it kills the good stuff and the bad. The good bacteria and the bad.
Yeah.
And then homogenization is something with the fats, right?
I don't really.
Maybe somebody out there listening can tell us.
Forget.
I think homogenization is something with the fat, separation of fats, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll make that sure. Anyway, he's selling raw milk. And he's in Lancaster County, which, if you've ever been to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Beautiful place.
Beautiful. A lot of Amish.
A lot of friendly people.
But what you may or may not know, the Amish, they are a sovereign people.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that means they don't pay taxes. They don't participate in what they call English life.
Right. No electricity.
No electricity. Yeah. They're off the grid.
They have a representative to go to Washington or our government.
From, like, yeah.
From there.
So, what, is he Amish?
I don't know.
Huh. I don't know. Be something to figure out before you start talking about it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the Amish, they're a sovereign nation, I guess. Are they like the Iroquois?
Not exactly.
Or like an Indian reservation?
No, I don't think so.
Native American? What do you say? I don't even know what to say about that one anymore.
I forget what it is.
But they don't pay taxes. They don't go to school.
They have their own schools. They build, their own schools. Build their own schools.
Yeah, they build them in like 4 minutes.
Yeah, without any power tools.
Yeah. Well, you know that Amish, they're allowed to use diesel power.
Really?
Yeah, the Amish can have cell phones.
Oh. Yeah. But a lot of the, I think a lot of them don't do it. I mean, don't.
They can have cell phones because it just needs to charge off of a diesel generator.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So they could be on TikTok right now. We could be loaded with Amish listeners.
Nice.
So anyway, Amos Miller, he's selling raw milk in Lancaster County, and he's selling it throughout the nation, though. He's shipping it, or he has other people, other Amish people, almost like a franchise. Like,
really? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So that's where he got. So in 2016, apparently some of his milk had listeria. And people got sick, and I think 2 people died.
Really?
Yeah. But, that's food.
Right.
I mean, listeria. You can look up listeria and how many listeria outbreaks there are every year. I mean, you go to the salad. I'll bring up Pizza Hut again. Pizza Hut salad bar. How many listeria breakouts happen from that? Or Sizzler or, like, whatever. Right. You pick the mainstream food. I'm going to coin that phrase.
Mainstream food. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is, really.
So you pick the grocery store, whatever. There's going to be a listeria outbreak. There's going to be a salmonella. There's going to be an E. coli. Hundreds and hundreds a year.
And what happens to that supermarket after that happens? They get fined? No, nothing.
Fine. Probably like, well, it happens.
For the local farmers and little guys.
So this guy, it happens.
Right.
Somebody dies. Unfortunate. Sad. Whatever. Is he liable? I don't know.
Right.
But they charge him with, he's not permitted to sell. He doesn't have a permit to sell raw milk.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
It is.
So what are they going to do? They're going to come inspect? Because the FDA doesn't approve raw milk. There's no inspection.
Not here in the U.S., no.
So, like, what is this permit? So he went to court on the 29th for this year. So, all right. So that happens in 2016. And then in 2000, I don't even know the year.
Wasn't last year he got back into the news?
I think last year.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
I don't have the greatest memory.
Yeah. There's so much going on.
I read stuff, and it just doesn't stick sometimes. So, yeah, he got in trouble again recently. So he got out of it, whatever, paid his fines, whatever, in 2016, went on to 2018 or something like that. And then so he gets back into it after that legal trouble.
Right.
And I think, again, some people got sick or something. And then I think the state came to shut him down. The state food police or something.
Yeah.
I think it's the state police that come or whatever.
Or the sheriff.
Somebody comes to shut you down. And, they're finding in the story, it said they found like dirty gloves, dirty boots, the dirty things here, dirty things
that
there.
That makes sense on a farm.
The way it sounded. I was like, that's the cleanest farm I've ever heard of. Like, you found one pair of dirty boots? In like an, like, get the hell out of
here.
And
he's selling milk, so there's got to be tons of cows. So you're saying that one guy is taking care of all that?
That's my point here. So I'm like, we've grown up in dairy farm area.
Yeah.
We're in New Jersey, but this is dairy farm
big
country,
farms.
Especially when we were younger.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd go to a dairy farm and there would be like empty beers and like, dude, the farmer's hands were disgusting.
And, oh,
like,
it's lunchtime.
There's hay everywhere. Like, yeah. And then there's like the holding tank had a lid on it, but it was like, dude, it was not
what we get, you know.
Yeah.
So, in a laboratory today, no. And why would? Yeah, you wouldn't.
But I guess that, you know, that wasn't raw milk. Like, they'd come and pump it out, and that's when they pasteurize and homogenize. But whatever. So, but that guy wasn't selling raw milk. That guy was selling it to, you know, whoever the dairy people are. That weird dairy symbol.
Okay.
Remember that thing? It's like this.
Vaguely.
So the dairy people. They sell it to the dairy people, and the dairy people sell it back to you in some store in Price Chopper or what's that? Publix or something like that.
Publix.
Publix. Is it Publix?
No.
I wouldn't shop at Publix. It can't be Publix.
Publix is a, yeah, because when I lived in Georgia, that yeah, they're more of a southern thing, I believe.
They pronounce it Publix?
No, I was just making a joke.
Oh, God damn, man. I'm like, don't shop there.
Yeah, I think it's Publix.
So anyway, so that's what they do. And then, so Amos Miller, he was just selling raw milk straight from the cow in the container. Raw milk. And then when they busted him, they found a pair of dirty boots. And I think a pair of dirty gloves.
Right.
And that's...
That's it?
Yeah, that's what the story said.
Wow.
So then they're saying, oh, he's so unsanitary and this and that. And then what happened the other day, I think the judge said they... A lot of protests, whatever, and they went to a recess. But the judge, before he went to a recess, said... Why don't you just get a permit to sell raw milk? And that's where I was like, wait, there's a permit?
Yeah.
But what would the permit get you? Inspected?
I don't know.
But they don't inspect raw. They don't. So what does the permit get you?
The government to say you can do it, so you pay a fee to the government.
But that doesn't stop listeria, is my point.
No, okay, yeah, no.
That doesn't, like, oh, you got a permit? I get. Well, now listeria is not a problem. Salmonella is not a problem.
Right. It makes no sense.
So how is that the fuck? So right there is like, oh, you don't care about the listeria. That was your way to be like, give us money.
Yeah, it's all about money.
But actually giving you... Money does not stop the infection that you're so scared of.
Right.
So it's bullshit.
Right.
Not only that, raw milk, right? Mm-hmm. You're an adult. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
You can't buy it. You can't go to your grocery store and buy raw milk.
No.
But you can go to your grocery store, buy a hell of a lot of raw meat.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And you can go to your grocery store and buy raw seafood.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy spinach, which you can absolutely get listeria from.
Yeah.
E. coli runs rampant in spinach and romaine lettuce. Remember the romaine lettuce?
Yeah, yeah. They
throw out your romaine, folks, because people were shitting on the romaine and now...
Yeah. Now it's fine, right?
That snuck by inspection, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That you can go and you can buy all this raw stuff where they're like, you're an adult. You know how to cook your chicken.
Right.
Don't go home. It'll say like, hey, cook to this temperature. And do you cook chicken? You're like, it's white. Ready to go.
Yeah.
You're an adult. You're not afraid.
Right.
But not raw milk. Raw milk, you can't do that.
That's really odd. That's a good point. Never thought about that.
You're trusted to buy your raw chicken, mm-hmm. and that you're going to go home. I don't know about trusted. They don't care. They don't give a shit. No. They don't give a shit if you eat raw chicken.
No.
Just... You get salmonella, you die, or whatever. You get sick. They don't give a shit. There's nobody in Washington being like, holy fuck, all these people eating raw chicken. Oh, my God. We got to stop this.
Right.
No, because if they cared, they'd be like, you can only serve cooked chicken.
Yeah.
We cannot allow these people to go to the store and buy this raw chicken and bring it home and eat it raw because that's what they're doing and they're shitting their brains out. But raw milk, they're like, oh, man.
There's a big problem with
we
that.
Can't trust you guys with the raw milk.
Mm-hmm. And I've talked to a lot of old-timers that grew up on raw milk. And they're still living.
Yeah. How are they still alive?
Right? Oh
it's
my
deadly.
God.
Don't they know it's deadly?
Exactly. Bizarre.
Not only that. So I've said this in like a TikTok video, but you can buy raw seafood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And not only that, you can buy raw seafood and eat it.
I've done it.
It's called sushi. You can go to a restaurant.
Yeah. Or oysters, right?
Oysters.
Yeah.
Half shell.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a restaurant and eat that. Can you get sick from it?
Sure.
100%.
Yeah.
Put that under a microscope. I enjoy me some spicy tuna rolls.
Definitely.
I don't want to look at it under a microscope because I know there's probably goddamn creepy crawlies.
Probably. But our body, to a certain extent, can process that.
Do you think your body is more prepared for raw milk or more prepared for raw seafood?
That's a tough one. I think both. No.
No.
Milk.
Little baby. Little babies eat raw milk.
Right.
No. Wrong answer, dude. It's not tough. Well, come on.
It's true.
They trust you to breastfeed your children?
Right.
Raw milk.
It is. But there's something wrong with this farmer or something. You know?
This guy just, he didn't buy the permit.
Exactly. But, so it tells you right there what the problem is.
But that's where our trust falls through, is because you, like, I see that and I'm like, he didn't give you the money that you wanted.
Right.
So don't come at me with, raw milk and the Listeria is going to get you and the Salmonella and the E. coli. Don't come at me with that. Just say what it is. And that is, he didn't give you
money or whatever.
You couldn't extort him.
That's a good word for it. Yes.
You couldn't, like, he didn't pay the mob. He didn't pay the mob, so they shut him down.
Right.
But don't act like you're some superhero protecting the public from raw milk.
Yeah.
Because you're not.
No, definitely.
You're not protecting shit. You're protecting your goddamn pocket to keep you in a job to keep the cycle going. Somebody saying, do you know anything about lactose intolerance? I don't know. That you can't digest. Milk. You can't digest it, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Lactose
intolerant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dairy products.
Yeah, but you can't cook that away. I mean, that's the sugar, right? Lactose?
I'm not too sure about sugar. That.
Or is it the fat? No. Lactose. That's sugar.
Sugar. Okay. And sugar is not a good thing for the human body anyway.
They're saying we need. Oh, my thing shut down. I gotta read from the little phone now. My big screen shut down. So yeah. No, lactose is sugar. It's your body can't process the lactose. You can't cook that out.
No.
If you cook milk all day long, if you're lactose intolerant,
the milk's just gonna disappear after.
You're just lactose intolerant. You can't have milk. Right. I mean, generally, I mean, that's the thing that everyone says, like, we're not made to drink milk after a certain age.
Right.
You know, you hit, a certain age and your body, some people, that's when people become lactose intolerant. Totally natural, totally normal.
Right.
That you can't digest the milk or it does something wacky. But not me. I'm not lactose intolerant. No. I could still have ice cream, goddammit. And I want to eat raw milk, then I should. I shouldn't have to pay a government agency because you're lactose intolerant.
Exactly. Or
whatever that means. You can't cook that out. Even you cook your milk, you still can't have it. So stop it.
Yeah. Find something else.
And I'm sure you don't care because, hey, I can't have milk. I don't care. But you should care because the government, I'm trying not to devolve into conspiracy. But absolutely. You. That's all they want. They want their sixpence, if you will. Their little donation to keep them in business. And they're not fooling anybody. They're not good at fooling anybody. And they're not good at lying. That's a lot of the times where I'm like, conspiracy. The government sucks at lying. Like, they can lie for a minute and then they're like, whoops, it leaked.
A lot of times now they're just saying it out loud.
Yeah. Because they're like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What exactly are you going to do? You know?
True. Yeah.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Oh, here comes a transition. Are you ready? Pull your pants up.
All right, let's do it.
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to act like France's farmers.
Oh, yes. Netherlands farmers.
And you're going to go down to the government building and you're going to spray them with shit.
Manure.
Manure. Way to clean it up.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're going to spray them with manure.
Why not?
So what's going on in Europe?
A lot of crazy stuff with the farmers. I mean, like you just said, they're going down to the parliament, the government buildings, and causing a stir.
we're gonna have to take a break because I'm gonna have to get this. I see a lot of comments coming in. And I gotta get this on the big screen.
Okay.
So I can't read it on the little screen. So we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about European farming situation and why they're spraying poo poo. Is that better? Poo poo.
Poo poo. Yeah, that's fun.
Manure.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
Why they are spraying manure on the government buildings.
Yes.
That's my French.
Very good.
I speak French.
Parlez-vous français?
No, just this. This is how I speak French. It's almost Arnold.
Arnold, yeah, exactly. I was going to say that.
I'm very close to the
Austrian border.
So, yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk about some France. France's farmers. Isn't that like a song, Nirvana? France's farmers will have their revenge or something. That's a Nirvana song.
Maybe. I don't know.
If I was any good, I'd cue that up for the break. Oh. But I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not that good.
So French and Netherlands and
we're going to talk about the Netherlands, the Dutch. Hold on here. I can't go to break without going to... I can't leave these people without music. I'm pretty sure the live, though, they don't get music. I don't know how TikTok does that.
Copyright. I don't know. Like
a copyright thing or a thing. But the people on the podcast, they need a little tunage when we record this. And I can't even pick up a song here. Chris, you speak while I do this. You speak.
I have not a lot to say.
Tease the France's farmers.
Oh, what I've heard and what I've seen.
Oh, just a tease, not too much.
Okay. Yeah, they're just frustrated with their government overpricing everything, and they're acting up.
No, I said not too much. God damn it, giving too much.
But yeah, they're acting up. So,
what have you seen? Have they started burning things yet?
I think there were some fires. I'm not sure.
There were some fires.
Yeah.
Yo, France is a country you don't fuck with.
No.
Because they revolt you drop a hat and France will revolt. Yeah. You know how many revolutions the French have had?
Yeah. Hell, they even helped us with ours.
Yeah. They like to, they'll buy their way into a revolution. Like,
right.
Anyway, you want us to come fuck something up? I don't know what this is. Like, God, I hope this isn't on the, I don't know. Hold on. I got my
song. All right,
we're going to break with some Waylon Jennings. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four car garage, and we're still building up. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Willie and Waylon and boy. This
successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Corns. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
All right, we're back. Oh. Back from our break. One song break. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't even know when we started. I left the door open, too. You want to shut the door? We get a little chilly in here for you. I didn't put the heat on.
Yeah, it's cooling down tonight.
So, in my garage where I do this podcast, it's kind of my makeshift maternity ward for my goats. And, we've got three pregnant goats in here who are enjoying the show, a little live audience here. And I don't put the heat on because they don't like it too hot. They're alpine goats. They don't like the warmth.
Nope.
They like it a little chilly.
They live outside.
Yeah, they like to fight too. So, yeah, how was your break? What beer are you drinking there?
Schinerbock.
A little Schinerbock?
Yeah.
I used to enjoy me a Shiner or two.
Yeah.
Little Texas beer. Spent some time in Texas.
Yeah, that's where I found it.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty good beer.
Yeah, I like it. It's good.
I used to enjoy it's that.
Smooth, light.
So, man, you can't even watch this. I'm just going to play this. I'm just going to play this. I don't know if it'll be on the... Hey, hold on here. This lady started talking before I was ready. Stop it.
Oh, we're gonna...
Yeah, I forgot to stop the music. Nope. I'll get it together one day. One day. So we're back from break. We're gonna talk about France, Europe. You can't talk about just France. I mean, you got to talk about all of Europe because they're all in the EU, which is the European Union.
Right. Which a lot of I hear a lot of those countries want to get out of.
Well, when they start imposing taxes on your farmers.
Yep.
Fertilizers. That is gonna... A smart person would probably be like, I don't want anything to do with that because that's your food. And that's what... Mm-hmm. The quickest way to a revolution is starve people.
Exactly.
I think you found that in Russia. You find that everywhere. You start imposing taxes that start hitting people in their pockets hard.
Yep.
And... You got to talk revolution because you're being led by idiots.
Yeah.
If you're being taxed into
poor or
till you're poor.
Yeah. Where you can't eat, you can't do anything.
Yeah. But I mean, look at Russia in, you know, when the Bolsheviks took over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, look at France, 18, you pick a year, they were in revolt.
Yep. Even Germany, like right before, what was it, World War II, they were starving.
Yeah, after World War I, they were starving.
Yes.
Of course, you know, that's how Hitler took power. The friggin' Germans were starving.
Yeah.
Now, we have a firearms violation, and I just said Hitler on a podcast.
Let's put a timer on. Yeah, yeah.
Start your clocks, people. You're not allowed to talk history here. This is not that free.
Yeah.
Look at America. The American Revolution.
Yeah.
4% tax on tea. We're going to shoot you in the head.
Along with that, there was another thing with that, taking our guns away. So.
Not only that, I mean, but hey.
Yeah.
4%.
That's big.
You know what we pay on tea now?
I have no idea.
Probably like 25%.
Right. Along with all the, we're taxed on everything.
You see? King George should have just snuck his taxes in. He should have just eased them in. He went
overboard.
He was too honest. You have to, like, ease them in. You just got to keep tricking them in.
Yeah.
You got to go buy your tea and be like, how much is tea today?
Right.
Like, well, it's this much. Why? I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just be like, well, it's because King George needs a tax on this and, you know, the Intolerable Acts and the Sugar Act and the Stamp Act. And then that's when you're going to get, well, give me my gun because King George got to go.
Go, exactly. And that's kind of what happened back then.
Yeah, and the American government was like, hey, we know how we got here, so let's just trickle them in.
Well, just remember, there was a so-called president that said, read my lips, no new taxes. So he slipped it in, you know.
Yeah, over time. But then he got taxed, didn't he? He slipped them in.
Yeah, exactly.
No new taxes. Uh-oh, yeah.
We'll just raise the.
We have a live taxes. Audience member that's. She's getting a little close to our camera rig. Hey, get down. Pregnant goats don't like cameras. Get down. So, yeah, if you're watching us on TikTok and all of a sudden the camera goes wonky, it's because there's a goat. Staring at me. Staring.
I think she wants to be on camera.
She wants to be on camera. Hey, no, go lay down. You're pregnant. Go lay down. Relax. Eat some food. Drink some water.
No, is it true that goats eat just about anything?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah, they do. But, she's eating a pallet right now.
Uh-huh.
But is that plastic?
Yeah.
Can you, like, push her down, man? Goats are not smart. You're not going to hurt her. Push her by the head.
Yeah, I got rid of that.
Literally, if you were here yesterday when I put the two goats together, the two older females, it was like I put them in a octagon. Like it was like cage fighting.
Yeah, that bad. Yeah. So I've never raised goats before, so.
They just started butting heads. Like, so I have two, I don't know how old they are. One's 3, one's 4. And alpine goats, and they just started battling in this like makeshift maternity ward that I have built in my shop. And my makeshift maternity ward is just pallets. I framed out pallets all around and built stalls so each goat has a privacy stall eventually when they get a little closer to giving birth. And it was like ding ding, round one,
go.
Yeah, they just started wailing on each other, hitting the walls. I saw one put one in a rear naked choke.
Well, horses do the same in a sense. And...
Yeah, but I mean, these goats live out in the pasture with each other.
And they're fine.
And they're fine. I mean, not really. That one's kind of a bully. I didn't name these goats. One's name is Mona and the other one.
The pecking order, you know.
Yeah. So the chickens. Yeah, so, well, Mona has been in here a little longer. About a week.
Oh yeah.
Well, she's closer. I mean, look at the size of her. Yeah, she's gigantic. Definitely. So I didn't want her giving birth out in a mud puddle.
No, yeah.
So I built this, and I put her out here because I thought she was really close, and she still hasn't had her babies yet. So this one, I was like, you know, I had the time, so I just brought her in,
right?
And it was a royal rumble, dude.
Well, it's like putting new chickens with old chickens. They, have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had chickens kill a chicken.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't had that, but I've had them go at it like nasty.
Yeah. It was weird. Like they ate, I don't want to get graphic, but I'm going to get graphic.
Well, they're birds. I mean, they're carnivorous and herbivorous.
They actually, they actually ate her butt, like the vent.
I've seen that
in
nature.
And they pecked in. Mm-hmm. And ate her eggs out of her. Like,
really?
There was that's undeveloped hot. Eggs.
Yeah.
And they, like, pecked them
out. Well, look at turkey vultures. I mean, they eat the dead.
Well, yeah, but these are
roadkill.
These are my chickens.
I know, but they're birds. Birds do that. It's sick, but
it was weird, man. Right. I walked in, that chicken was dead. I was like, oh, my God. What'd they do to you?
Most people don't see that, you know, if you think.
And the only reason I know it was the other chickens because they had blood all over them. Okay. Their faces were covered in blood. And I was like, you monsters.
Yeah.
That was your sister.
Do you know, fun fact, chickens, they say, are the closest ancestors of dinosaurs.
Yeah, I've heard
that. Yeah,
so. Well, so I've heard that and I've heard dinosaurs had feathers.
Right. Yeah. I've heard. Yeah.
And it makes sense.
It does in that aspect, yes.
It does, but...
But chickens survived 65 million years, I guess, or evolved after... I don't know, whatever. But
I don't know. But if you get in there with my rooster, that's a T-Rex.
Oh, mine too.
Oh, he's T-Rex.
We should get them together.
You want to? How long is his spurs?
He's only 10 months old, so not that long.
He'd be a dead man.
Oh, would he? Yeah, probably. He's learning, but all right, never mind.
My rooster is 2-0 versus foxes.
And how old is he?
1-0 versus black bears.
Yeah?
Yeah, a black bear went into the coop.
Oh, wow.
And all that bear got was one egg.
Really? Until the rooster...
Yeah, until I put lead in his
head. Oh, okay. That's different. But the rooster took a charge, right?
The rooster.
Did his job.
No hens. It was actually two bears.
Really?
Yeah, wow. One was a little skittish, but one went right into the coop. And all the, the rooster got on his face and backed him out.
Nice.
And I got the gun. And then I went out. I was like, all the chickens are dead. Like,
I was just like,
they're dead, and I'm not going to have this anymore. This is, at the height of when the black bear hunt was off, and I had a bear try and get in my garage.
That's what people don't understand. Yeah.
We'll get into that, but, so I went out with the rifle, and the bear... I didn't expect any of the chickens to be alive, so I wasn't. I was like, "All right, you done your damage. Like, get out of here." Mm-hmm. Whatever. I wasn't even like shoot to kill. He left.
Right.
And then the other bear went the other direction. So then, I saw a black bear's head come around the barn, like stalking me.
Okay.
And I was like
a coyote.
You dumb son of a bitch. Like, you had your moment to run.
Yep.
I was like, all right, he's gone. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to go track him through the woods and kill him. It's not like Jaws or anything.
Right.
But so then I see his head come around the other side of the building, and I was like, oh, you're coming behind me.
You're not coming back.
So I put the boom right between the eyes, dropped him in his tracks. And I was like, I still, at that point, I was like, oh, my chickens are dead.
Yeah.
And I went in there. I saw I still had eggs even. There was one egg that he ate.
Right.
And then then all the chickens came out from the woods. Like, hey, is it safe? We heard a shot. Are you okay?
That's awesome. That's a great story.
And I was like, holy crap, dude. Right. You guys survived a bear attack.
Yeah.
And one of the fox attacks, I literally saw my rooster in the fox's mouth.
Really?
And he was carrying him across the yard, and he was pecking his eyes. He was in his mouth and just pecking his eyes.
They're a tough little son of a...
But I was like, all right, my rooster's dead. He did his job. He's fended off the flock a few times, and this one got him,
Yeah.
I go out there. He's standing out in the driveway with no tail. His tail was completely gone, blood pouring from his beak. And I was like,
I put him down.
Yeah, I was like,
Right.
I don't know how you made it. You're in his mouth, and it doesn't look like you're going to make it. And, full recovery. Still mean as a son of, mean as hell. Mean,
right. Now, let me ask this. Did that change his cock-a-doodle-doo when he crows?
No.
No? Because I know
maybe,
that sometimes...
Maybe it made it louder. Like, he's like, dude, I know sometimes somebody up.
Sometimes it, vibrates a different way. It squeals or it goes up or something. Sometimes that changes it.
Because
it changed one of my roosters years ago.
No, I didn't notice any difference. But you bring that up. It's weird because he's the father to all the other dumb roosters I have. I have, five dumb roosters out there. They're like a year old, maybe. I don't know how old they're. Maybe a year.
Right.
I was supposed to butcher them, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
Right.
But they start crowing. Usually I like to butcher them before they start crowing.
Yeah.
But so they started crowing, and one of them, the exact same crow as him.
That's cool.
And then the other ones are kind of, I can tell the difference. I can tell which ones are crowing, but between him and one of the other ones.
Yeah,
I can't, and I don't trust that one. the other roosters, the new roosters, they're friendly. They don't mess with. They're not mean at all. There's not a mean.
You go in there, they're fine. They walk
away. They don't attack me.
Like hens.
They don't attack the kids. They run from you. They don't like him. He'll stalk you if you go in there.
That's like mine now.
Yeah, he'll sneak around stuff. Like, dude, you turn your back, I'm on you.
Yeah, he's right on the back of your knees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's mine.
The one that crows like him, I'm like, I I know you got it in you, and you're not going to sneak up on me. I'm not going to be a victim here, mister.
Right.
It's my house.
Yeah. They're funny little birds.
But he hasn't done anything. Like, he hasn't attacked me. He hasn't attacked anybody. He's a coward himself. But
right.
If he gets...
Well, because of his father, maybe.
Yeah. Like, if he gets too close to me, I'm like, I'll kick you, dude.
You're going
to
be a football for a little bit.
Yeah. So...
So what? Oh,
geez, we were talking about France, right? So what's going on in France, dude? You're a man of the world. You're a man of Europe. Yeah, how many times have you been to Europe?
Yeah, I don't know. Not, I mean, compared to some, not many. I don't know, like several times.
Several times?
Yeah, 7, 12, something like that. A dozen.
Me, zero. I've never been to Europe.
Yeah.
I've been to Canada.
We went to Canada, but that's a whole
other story. Oh, yeah, me and you went to Canada. Yeah. We did, well we did tried we?
Yeah, we got to the border. But, no, the only reason I went to Europe was for work, so that was great that I was there. But, as far as the farmers in Europe, it's crazy what's going on over there.
So the EU, I guess it's the EU, impose taxes.
On their fertilizer, their diesel. Mainly their, I think it started out with their fertilizer.
So it's like an emissions tax, right? That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, nitrogen.
I thought it was you know, you're going to pay a certain amount. And how much of a tax is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But farmers are strapped. Everybody that's a farmer says you're never going to get rich being a farmer.
I mean, not even make ends meet, though, at this point.
Exactly. And I've known too many farmers that, year by year, you're living from almost like the equivalent of paycheck to paycheck.
Well, what happened here? Verified to continue.
Maybe time.
You got to use that.
Oh, can you do that? What the hell was that, man? There's all these things they don't warn you about. You're going to, like, do a puzzle. I got to stop the show and do a puzzle. Right? Holy shit. Yeah, I'm here. I'm live. So
did somebody ask that?
No, but why would I have to do a friggin' puzzle right in the middle of a live? I don't even know what. Was that TikTok asking me to do that?
I didn't even look.
So strange. So if you're listening on a podcast, we are on TikTok, Coyote Valley Farms. On TikTok, I think that's the name. And we use that as our live for the podcast. If you are downloading our show from Apple, from Spotify, from Amazon, from, I don't even, there's a giant list of things that we're on.
That's good.
So, the EU has taxed their farmers relentlessly to the point that they can't even afford to be in business or whatever. Does it seems like it's not even like they're killing the little farmer. It looks like they're killing the big farmer, too.
Well, not necessarily the huge farmers, like the corporate farmers that have like 3,000, 10,000, 12,000, 20,000 acres. Yeah, it's the small and medium farmers.
But judging by the equipment I saw.
Oh, yeah.
Those were not like mom and pop rinky dink farmers.
They're
those
like $150,000 tractors.
$150,000 tractors.
Yeah, four-wheel drive, full diesel, air conditioning.
You know, that's not your small time. Like, generally, that's probably your bigger farmer.
Yeah. I would say at least 5,000 acres.
And, like, as a government idiot, sure, I get it.
Mm.
Like, oh, F the little guy. Let's not mess with the big guy. But if you're messing with the big farmer and like you've already killed the little farmer.
Oh yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now you're going to kill the big farmer. How the fuck do you plan to eat?
Yeah. I mean, for what, ends, you know, why?
But yeah, like you're going to save the planet and starve everybody.
Right.
So yeah, where do you go? We got to balance this rather than like, no, let's kill the industry.
Right. You know, no food, no farmers, no food.
But it seems like, it seems like they don't get it. It seems like, no, the food is just in the grocery store. And like, how does it get there?
Exactly.
I don't know.
But we need to bring down the CO2. And farmers and cows are creating all the CO2. But you know what? You know how many farmers put CO2 in their greenhouses?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. So, what's the percentage?
What, in the greenhouses?
I'm just saying, like, what's the percentage of their CO2 output?
Exactly. A cow fart? Cow's been farting for longer than, humans been on Earth.
It's not true. Cows have not been on Earth as long as humans. It's a bastardized species of oxen and some. Anyway, but I digress. Cow farts are not killing your fucking planet.
None.
I knew this was going to go into conspiracy. Freaking knew it.
It had to.
This is not a conspiracy show.
No. Because, cows are not killing the planet.
No.
It kills my feet and my back when I have to clean the barn, but it's not killing the planet.
I like that.
It's like true, that. Though. I hate cleaning out a barn.
I bet you nobody laughed. But I liked it.
But even like a chicken coop, clean that out, Whatever.
Yeah, but they're not. And the diesel? What happened to that? Wasn't there a whole push on like clean diesel?
Yeah.
Wasn't that better than gas or something? Am I making this up in my brain?
I remember that. Yeah, for a time, diesel was the best thing. And
it was like lower emissions, and you got a D. What is that?
I know what you're talking about. I forget what it's called.
There's some fluid you put in there, and it makes it cleaner.
Yeah. And then they put, ethanol and gas.
Then you could have biodiesel, which is super clean.
Right.
Super saving the planet. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you're like, no, none of it. Nope.
No.
No, we bullshitted you.
It was funny. A side story on this. I was talking to a couple Afghani vets. And we were talking about this whole,
I thought you were about to say you were talking to Afghans, the Taliban. No. Like, dude, what are you doing, talking to the Taliban?
No. But no, they were veterans.
Thank you for our new tanks.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for all that.
Thank you for our new guns.
We're going to put it to good use.
Yes. We are goat farming with this M16. Rat-a-tat-tat. I never hesitate to put the goat on its back. Nah, I'm joking. Afghan vets.
Yeah, so we were talking about the whole CO2 and diesel and all that. And they're like, little farmers like that aren't doing anything. You come to Afghan or Iraq and you see all the fires burning, the tires and jeeps and all that, then we'll talk.
Yeah.
But as far as farmers... destroying the
but that's like no,
that's war. We're making money.
No, we make money with that. That's what keeps government going.
Exactly.
Let's not talk about war. That's just the price we got to pay.
But let's kill the farmers.
So it's like, yeah, of course we got to burn all these tires.
Yeah,
I mean,
what else are we gonna
let's stop with the cows. Let's eat bugs.
Oh, yes. The great reset. Eat bugs and you'll enjoy it. Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
It's just a matter of time. Episode two, full conspiracy.
Right. Well, I mean, they're trying to put crickets in ice cream. I forget what brand. Yeah, it's already started.
That's
bugs.
Crickets in ice cream. Why?
I don't know.
Like, to enhance the ice cream?
I forget what.
Is it to make the bugs taste better or the ice cream taste better? Everyone knows toppings on ice cream is to make the ice cream better.
Better. So that's probably where you put
the cricket the topping? Or would the ice cream be the topping?
I don't know. That's a good question. It has to be the crickets on top. Because you're not going to put a whole
then that seems of... that seems like a fat. Like, hey, it's a let's fat, be yeah. cool. Let's let's eat some crickets on our ice cream. Look at me. I'm so cool.
Right.
Let me eat some crickets on my ice cream.
Worms.
Crunchy.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate.
You're disgusting. Pants. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. You know what crickets look like when they're little? When they're little?
Little? My chickens eat them.
Like a little maggot.
Yeah.
I think. Every bug's a maggot in my head.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what this lady says. President of the European Commission. That's a huge title. President of the European Commission. What's the European Commission?
Another committee that probably doesn't need to collect a paycheck. I don't know.
Let's see what she says. She might come in hot. She might come in loud. Ooh.
meeting, we listened to the main complaints and worries and concerns of the farmers, and we discussed some of the short-term measures we have already taken, for example, concerning fallow land, but also the mid- and long-term concepts we are working together with the farmers all in right. the strategic dialogue for the future.
First of all,
can't understand her with her accent. You don't have headphones. You can't even listen.
That's all you.
I guess it's pointless. I guess that she's talking about short-term and long-term strategies. And the strategy is people need to eat. Bottom line.
Oh, true.
You don't need a strategy. You need to feed people.
And feed them healthy stuff.
So before you cut their food off, as a government,
well, yeah,
you should probably introduce some sort of like mandatory birth control, which I know is like, whoa, don't do that. But, I mean, right. you have a certain amount of people to feed. You can't just shut their food off.
There's enough land to grow food.
Yeah, but you don't shut food off. You don't just say, hey, we're going to put farmers out of business.
No.
Because, you know, we want to save the planet.
Right.
You're like, okay, let's not save people.
Yeah.
Like, what are you really trying to do?
Exactly. Because
what's the point of saving the planet if you can't feed people?
Right.
Look at this beautiful fucking planet we have. We're starving. Mm-hmm. Can I eat something? No, don't. Really. No, that's not.
You can have those crickets over there.
But look around. Take a deep breath of air. Fresh, isn't it? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's fresh. Yeah. Can I get a steak? Yeah. No. We don't eat steak anymore. Eat a cricket. They're delicious on ice cream.
Exactly. Can I have a glass of water? No, because you might contaminate it.
Ooh, no, don't touch the water. No, it's too...
That's for the fish and fish only.
No, it's fish or we don't want to hurt the fish. Yes. So, yeah. No water. But enjoy your planet. We saved it. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And eat a bug. Eat a bug. We saved the planet.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
It is.
So that's the thing. So remember like we did this whole, remember after like 9/11 and stuff, I mean, we're going deep, huh? We're hitting 9/11.
Oh, yeah. Conspiracy again. Holy shit. Yep.
We're going all in, bro. Yeah,
and that's 20 years ago.
So after 9/11 though, there was the whole like Freedom Fries and, we renamed French Freedom Dressing and we had the Freedom Bread.
Yeah. For what? That's the way I look at it.
Now I'm like, yo, the French are ready to throw down.
Yeah.
You tax their diesel and they're coming to spread manure.
Yeah.
On your building.
Yeah. Along with, I believe it's the Netherlands and you know, those countries up there are doing the same thing.
That's a hell of a lot more than what America's done for a lot less.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
We did like an insurrection.
If you want to call it.
That was a tour of the Capitol building.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's all it was.
That was an unsanctioned tour of the Capitol. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
But I mean, then what's that? What's spreading shit on your government buildings? Is that not insurrection?
I think that's a great statement.
I don't know what that is. That's balls, bro.
Yeah,
that's balls. You don't mess with the French.
No, the farming French.
No, I'm going to rename stuff French now.
Right.
Just be like, yeah, that's French beer you're drinking. Like, but it says Budweiser. Hell no, it ain't. That's French beer.
Yeah.
Because those guys got balls. Takes massive balls. There's no sexism in that either. Yeah. So just calm the fuck down. It takes massive balls to load up a shit spreader. I'm not gonna call it a manure spreader. It's a shit spreader. Always will be.
Yeah.
You're gonna load up your spreader.
You're gonna drive
down the highway.
Yep.
And then pump it out on a Capitol building.
Yep.
And you see the police? They're like, we don't even have guns. Yeah. We can't stop you.
Yeah. Exactly.
I saw like a cop like try and stand. What do they call them? What do they call them? They're not police or cops. What are they? Constables?
Well, I know in Italy it's a policia. French, I forget.
No, you speak French. Or you speak Italian, huh? No, policia?
Policia.
I like what you did there. Policia.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I speak French. Policia.
Yeah, there you go. It's a for a masculinity and a O for a, I don't
so,
know.
So, yeah, I mean, that takes massive cojones, if you will, to go down to your capital and start dumping cow crap on the building.
Yeah.
That's there's like, I dude, but that tells me you have no other, like,
you have no
that's
other choice.
That's a desperate, desperate.
Yeah, you're not just going to go down there just to, for fun to do it. Unless you're
no, they're not doing it because somebody yeah. online told them. That's somebody hurting. That's somebody that can't feed their family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Big time.
You're not going down there, and you're talking hundreds and thousands of these farmers
yeah.
in France and in Netherlands. And
they're bringing up ripped up tree roots and putting it on the road, hay bales on the road, whatever they can, big rocks on the road.
Yeah, but that doesn't scream at me that that's somebody looking for attention, or no. that doesn't scream at me that that's somebody that got that idea online. That yeah. screams at me that that's a desperate human being yeah. trying
you're
to feed their
policies.
Family, and you are and you're taxing them into destitute.
Death. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What do you think comes of it? I don't know what comes of it. I don't. Yeah, I don't see any change. I think it only gets worse.
Yeah, I think it gets worse because you know the people in power, they like their power. They like their lifestyle. For them to change, to give some of their stuff to the people, that's a big change. They're not.
But they're gonna. You know, they don't care, man. They're gonna get on a jet and like fly to some other place
to
and,
their second
and
third
cause more CO2 in one house. In one. Plane trip than 9 million cows in a year.
Right, that's yeah.
But they're gonna do that and just be like,
not our problem.
Not our problem.
Yeah, somebody else.
Yeah. We want you know these urban votes that oh, yeah. don't know where their food comes from.
No,
but they're gonna know.
They're gonna know when there's nothing on the shelves yeah. in the supermarket.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, when they're like, well. Why is maple syrup $9 million?
Right?
Well, because the guy that taps the trees, he can't live anymore exactly. because they've taxed him to death.
He can't pay his mortgage or his property tax. He can't buy yeah. food.
They taxed him right out of friggin' out of business.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't know what comes of it. I think it only gets worse. I think... I think you're going to see people get more and more desperate.
I think worldwide, not just in the EU, it's going to. Yeah. And I think it's starting in other countries. But I think, yeah, after the, France and Netherlands is going to really spread.
I'm telling you, don't mess with France. The French, dude, the guillotine
yeah.
was invented by the French just to cut heads off. Like right. that of their royal officials. Like they just that they invented
it was
something.
Effective.
Like the hanging wasn't enough. They right. wanted something else.
Just sever this.
They were like, let's invent something that just let's cut their heads off so they're still alive. Like it'll cut their head off so quick they'll still be alive yeah. and like
they have time to think about their life.
Yeah. For those 7 seconds. Like that's the French, dude. You don't mess with those people.
No.
You know? They don't, you know, we busted their chops.
Right.
They didn't come and back us up in Iraq, which they made a smart choice.
Yeah. yeah.
In hindsight.
Well, yeah.
Hindsight, they probably shouldn't have backed us up in Iraq.
Yeah.
So I'm giving them, I'm renaming stuff. These are French goats. These are American alpine goats. Wait, there is a French alpine goat. I can't rename them that. They're not that. I can't. Why are my goats eating?
Dude, you're right. They just eat or chew on everything. That one reminds me of a little puppy dog that wants to chew on everything.
Yeah, she's chewing on pallets. That one's just itching her head.
Yeah.
The other one, the bigger one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all do that. I mean, cows.
Yeah. Hey, goat, can you not unalive yourself on a pallet?
You're really distracting.
I really want these goats to give birth and then get the hell out of my garage. That's what I really want.
Soon.
I thought they were ready. I think it's probably another 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, boy. Good luck, man.
Be in here. So, yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens in Europe, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe the politicians wise up and they're like, you know what? These
really
people feed us.
Somewhat of a farmer or you know, grew up on a farm. I give my support to the farmers. Everybody should, you know, like I said, no food, no farmers, no food. I mean, everybody should be behind that.
It's kind of cliche at this point to say that, but it's such a simple thing.
Like, it is.
No farms, no food.
No, because from the farms, it goes to the processing plants, and then processing plants, it goes to the supermarkets.
Yeah. And, and that's the thing we're trying to get out of, I guess. I guess we're trying to get out of that that loop.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's no way that everybody can be homesteading.
No, and it wasn't. I mean, back in like the early 1800s, I think 85% of the U.S. was farmers.
Yeah.
So, what's that? 15% or 25% or whatever.
Yeah, but you can't go back.
No, you can't.
There'd be millions and millions of deaths if we went back to that statistic.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of cities generationally that have never even touched dirt.
They don't have the room for it. You're living in a high rise, a skyscraper. You don't have the room. You might be able to plant a couple.
I think it's a good idea. I think if you are in an apartment, high rise, whatever, get yourself a tomato plant, get yourself, get the knowledge.
Definitely.
You know,
knowledge,
grow your herbs.
Said. Yeah, definitely.
You know, start an herb garden in your kitchen.
Anybody can do that anywhere. Even in the coldest climates.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's important, but to go fully like all my food is hand grown and stuff. Like,
yeah, no,
we
that's
can't.
Too hard. No, there's
going to be millions of people dead before you get to where we all grow our own food.
Yeah, no, I think that's almost it's implausible.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's sad, but there's
few select that actually do it.
Well, again, to circle back to like our grandparents, like that they didn't know that this was in place. That we they're not they couldn't see into the future and be like, oh, we can't lose these these skills. We have to teach these skills. No, they were like, oh, my kid doesn't have to do this. My kid can go to college and
we
become,
want better for them.
Yeah.
So they don't have to suffer.
Like, they don't
like
have to sit out here and milk a cow. They don't have to sit here and worry about how much hay to feed whatever. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to worry about planting tomatoes that they're going to eat over the winter. Like, they wanted better.
Yeah.
And they saw their opportunity and it made sense, but they didn't know that there's these evil sons of bitches out there are going to get weasel their way into the food system and start poisoning your children.
Making them sick and,
and they're going to kill the ranchers and they're going to kill the farmers and they're just, and then nobody's going to fucking eat.
It's a crying shame.
So anyway, we've been on here, I don't know, a little hour and a half, I think. I don't know how long this show is. I lose track. I look at the time and then I lose track.
I don't even know what time it is.
Looks like we had a lot of people join over this hour and a half. I don't know if they hung out or they jumped out or whatever. What is this? Invite Pinehead to join as a guest. Yeah, try that. Can we do that? Let's try that real quick. Hit that, Chris. Can you go on that phone over there and just hit invite? I don't know if that'll work. I think this guy has birds. He like raises birds. Invite him in. Let's talk birds.
I can't.
What?
Invite sent.
Oh, yeah. Invite him in.
Oh, he invited.
I guess I could have read the big screen and then.
Sorry, invited him like.
You got like 15 invites. I wonder if he'll join. I don't know. If we see that again, we'll hit that again. But, that guy, raises, birds, I think. Yeah, pheasants and stuff.
Oh, nice, nice.
Had a pheasant in my yard today.
Oh, really? I haven't seen them in a while.
I wanted to catch them. Part of me wanted to shoot it and eat it. And the other part wanted me to catch it and just, put it with my animals.
Right,
Then the other part of me was like, let it go. It's spring.
We don't see too many around.
I haven't seen a pheasant out after hunting season in a long time. I think people's hunting skills are so good, that when they let those birds go, they get them all unless you're me and you only get half. Mm-hmm. But, I was like, wow, man, I haven't seen a pheasant in, March. Yeah. Usually a coyote's got it or a fox.
Same with the, quail. I haven't seen quail in a decade.
I haven't seen a quail I haven't seen a quail
there
since I was a little kid.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's weird.
Well, I mean, the habitat, you know.
Well, yeah.
That's probably another show. You want to talk about quail habitat.
Yeah.
Or just habitat in general of wildlife. Yeah. We can get into that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot slowly to talk about. There's a lot to undress with that one.
Right.
Yeah. Habitat and, like, white-tailed deer and why their populations are booming.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to agriculture. So there's a lot. Maybe we'll talk about that next episode. I don't know.
Right.
Actually, next episode, we may have some other guests coming on, some sourdough guests.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about.
Sourdough and ranching.
Okay.
On a small scale. Small scale ranch. Ranching. Like family ranch.
Oh, nice.
So not like huge beef producer, but feed my family producer, maybe sell a little bit. Okay. You know, that kind of scale.
That's cool.
Like,
that's
really sell cool. enough to pay for your own scale of ranching, which I think is interesting because I think a lot of people can do it, and, like, it's intimidating.
Yeah,
it's work. I don't think, you know, you hear those numbers, like, from the EU and stuff, like, oh, a cow needs a certain amount of acreage, and we don't have the land.
Right.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah.
I think you could raise a cow on smaller amount of land than what people think.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, you might, you know, you might need to supplement feeding, you know.
I think you always do, especially in the winter months.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you supplement feeding. You have zero pasture in winter.
Exactly.
You know, so how much land do you actually need?
If you're harvesting yourself to store up for winter, you need quite a bit.
Yeah.
But then if you don't, you have that pasture for the animals. And then, yeah, you're going to have to buy hay or
yeah, so hopefully they come on next week. I don't think this guy's joining. Invite that person. Hit that one. Who's that? I don't even know who that is. Tommy Field Glove. He might have left already. Maybe they just don't want to talk.
Maybe it's just a troll.
I don't even know if you could hear him. I just was curious to see if I could hear somebody on here. So anyway, we're going to wrap this up. Thanks for listening. Next episode, maybe next week, we're going to try and keep this weekly and hopefully talk to some sourdough family rancher type stuff. Whoa, I just went right into the outro music. So anything you want to talk about real quick?
Nah, I can't think. I'm pretty tired. I've been up for...
Oh, you got up really early?
Yeah, before the sun came up, which is normal, but a few hours earlier. So.
All right. Well, on that
sorry,
note,
guys.
Let's peace out. It's fun talking to you. Chris, thanks again for stopping by.
Definitely.
Stop by next week.
Definitely.
And we'll keep this going.
Cool. Enjoy it. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, everybody, thank you. Have a good night. Have a good week.
Have a good week.
See you next week.
You're like a herd of bloody swine that's refused to leave the trough. You'll get name out this evening, so you better bugger up. You've been a splendid audience, but all your time is past. So don't you, I'll be letting the door hit you in the ass. You've been a lovely audience, but oh, enough's enough. We take it very kindly if you'd all just bugger up. Well, bugger up, you bastards, bugger up. Bugger up, you bastards, bugger up. You're like a herd of fucking swine that's refusing to drop. You'll get no more this evening, so you better bugger up. And here's to all the small convictions win for the band. And thinking maybe one of them might make a one night stand. But please don't take offense because this song is not for you. To be happy to oblige you when this fucking crappy says, oh, bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up. Bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up. You're like a herd of fucking swine that's refused to leave the trough. You'll get me more this evening, so you fuckers bugger up. Now you're promising the ladies a night of love and bliss. On your butt, you tried to stand up, straight up piss. So give it up, you fucking wide old cunt, you'll not be lame. The sooner you are out of here, the quicker we'll be banned. Bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up. Bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up. You're like a herd of bloody swine, it's refusing to leave the truck. You'll get no more this evening, so you better bugger up. Bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up. Bugger up, ye bastards, bugger up. You're like a herd of fucking swine, it's refusing to leave the truck. You'll get no more this evening, bastards, bugger up. You'll get no more this evening, stinking fuckers, bugger up.